Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in heaven. No matter what is going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we'll pray through today's prayer together.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Prayer to Guard Against Grumbling by Emily Rose Massey, read by Leah Martin. Do all things without grumbling or disputing, that you may be blameless and innocent, children of God without blemish in the midst of a crooked and twisted generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world. Philippians 2:14-15. When it comes to the sin in our life, sometimes we attempt to overlook or give excuses for our behavior if we feel like our actions are justified because of our circumstances. For example, when I'm sleep-deprived, my flesh thinks it's perfectly acceptable for me to deal out a hefty dose of sarcasm to my 7-year-old who's asked me the same question 12 times before my morning coffee, or to murmur under my breath that I can't believe my husband left his glass of milk from the night before on the floor again. And of course, the toddler just dumped it all over the living room right on cue. But those actions do not glorify God, and they're rooted in sin. If I'm a child of God, His Spirit will bring conviction to my heart with His Word, because it's my heart that needs attention and change. When I'm tempted to complain, which we're all naturally prone to every single day, this passage from Philippians 2 comes to mind to bring truth to my heart. Do all things without grumbling or disputing, that you may be blameless and innocent, children of God without blemish in the midst of a crooked and twisted generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world. Philippians 2:14-15. As God's children, we're not to grumble. We must remember that ultimately grumbling is complaining against the sovereign God of the universe and saying He isn't good, which is sinful. When we complain, we should repent, reset our mind by thinking on things above and rejoice and give thanks to God for His graciousness toward us. There are new mercies available to us every single morning. Perhaps it would be a beneficial habit to create a daily list of things you're grateful for to help cultivate a heart of contentment and gratitude. Despite hardships and inconveniences in our life and relationships, we're called to rejoice and find our joy in Christ. It all comes down to the attitude and posture of our heart. How about your attitude when you disagree with someone or they've offended you? When you're in a disagreement with someone, do you want to be right more than you want to pursue unity with that person? Do you allow a bad attitude to drag you into unnecessary arguments, or do you possibly even gossip to complain to someone else instead of going directly to the person who you're annoyed or upset with? Disagreements are inevitable, But most of all, God cares about our attitude during disagreements and doesn't want us to be swept up in foolish arguments constantly. We can disagree with others without being disagreeable or prideful. If we're entangled in senseless disputing and complaining, the world has trouble seeing the light of Christ in our life. We see in verse 15 of Philippians 2 that the Lord wants Christ followers to shine bright in a culture full of darkness. Our lives are to be a brilliant beacon of light in the darkness as we stand as God's children against wickedness in the world. Philippians 2:15 tells us that you may be blameless and innocent, children of God without blemish, in the midst of a crooked and twisted generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world. One way we can protect ourselves against complaining and empower our hearts to shine bright for Christ is to be diligent to cling daily to the Word of Life, so that we can thrust it into a dark world. The Word of God helps us to renew our mind so we can cultivate the fruit of the Spirit and stand out in the world, pointing others to the hope that we know in Jesus. In addition to our daily time in the Word, we must abide in the vine by communing with Him daily. We can call upon the name of the Lord to cry out for help when we're tempted to complain and grumble. He is our ever-present help in time of need and is faithful to strengthen us. Let's pray. Father God, although it's easy to find excuses for my behavior, I know your word is very clear about the posture of our heart and attitude, especially when it comes to circumstances that are difficult or stressful or even painful. You care about the condition of our heart and the attitude that we exude, because as Christ followers, we're to look and behave differently. People are watching all the time how we react when we're offended or struggling under the weight of the cares of life. I ask that you would, first and foremost, give me a hunger for more of your word. I know that's where my mind is renewed. The word helps me cultivate the fruit of the Spirit and walk in obedience. Help me to guard my heart and avoid grumbling and complaining and arguing with others. I ask for a spirit of gentleness and peace with others so that I can pursue unity and be grateful for all the good gifts from you. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is my skyship, Dreamer. My cargo is stories, and our destination, dreams.
With Abide Sleep Stories for Kids, you can help your children fall asleep fast and learn about God. To find these kids' bedtime stories, go to lifeaudio.com or search your favorite podcast app for Abide Stories for Kids. You can also download the Abide app for more biblical meditations at abide.com.